Becoming Your Best, The 12 Principles of Highly Successful Leaders. Author, Stephen R. Schallenberger, The Guiding Constants. Just as countless people throughout history have understood key principles and used the appropriate tools to achieve extraordinary results in flight, medicine, communication, electricity, engineering, and sports, to name a few areas, so each of us can come to understand the key principles that bring about success in life. The laws that affect your success in life are just as timeless, universal, and dependable as the North Star. They work over and over and over. Transformational Leadership Principles. Number 1. Be true to character. People who have a strong character withstand tests and temptations by holding true to time-honored principles. These bedrock principles include integrity, honesty, trustworthiness, perseverance, humility, compassion, and respect for others. Having a strong character creates a moral authority within you that gives you great power and credibility in your relationships, your work, and the world we share. We want to share 3 specific ways in which you can strengthen your character. Be strong in the moment of choice. Stand up and speak out when you see something that isn't right. Guard and protect your character, your honor, your integrity, and your name. Number 2. Lead with a vision. A vision is a high-level desired outcome or accomplishment that you hope to achieve. A vision is how you describe yourself, your team, your organization, from the 35,000-foot view. Attributes of a transformational vision. 1. A vision sets a positive and meaningful direction, with a purpose and a cause. It rallies support that results in commitments and new levels of contribution. 2. A vision carries a sense of urgency and mission. 3. A good vision is inspiring. It can make your efforts noble and meaningful. 4. A vision is clear, simple, and easy to remember. 5. A vision provides the desired direction, purpose, and inspiration in the absence of supervision. 6. A vision encourages the alignment of people and effort around the vision. 7. A vision represents the heart and soul of an individual or the group. 8. A vision is developed through individual and shared leadership. 9. A vision is long-term and should be modified with care. 10. A vision is clearly communicated to all members of the team or the community through centers of influence. 11. A vision becomes anchored in the individual or organizational culture. It becomes part of the conscious of each person it touches. Number 3. Manage with a plan. There are 3 powerful things that you and we can do as individuals or in organizations that are game changers in every aspect of life. 1. Set annual goals and develop a plan to achieve them. 2. Plan for the unexpected. 3. Manage for results. Number 4. Prioritize your time. Let's look at 3 powerful actions that can help you stay focused on what matters most, personally and professionally. 1. Get your priorities straight and think high quality and high quantity. 2. Take control of your life through pre-week planning. 3. Protect and conserve your time. Transformational teams and relationships. Number 5. Live the golden rule in business and in life. The spirit of the golden rule, simply put, is to treat others as you would like to be treated. 4 powerful tips to live the golden rule. Carry a shield of love. Make an effort to love someone, even when that person has been mean or rude. Empathize with others. Be compassionate with others. Celebrate differences and avoid prejudice in every form. Number 6. Build and maintain trust. There are 3 specific things you can do to build and maintain trust. First, evaluate trust in your relationships using the trust meter. When your relationships are built on a high level of trust, the trust meter is on full, which allows you to use your time and energy in much more productive ways and places. Second, build and maintain trust through your actions. Do high-quality work and finish it on schedule. Be consistent so that others will see you as reliable. Be predictable. Be responsive. Be open in communicating commitments and be willing to have your performance measured. Give trust. Tell the truth. Third, learn the stories of those around you. If you take the time to get to know the people around you, it will establish a higher level of trust and foster opportunities for more business. 7. Be an effective communicator. Step 1. Be a highly effective communicator. Look the person in the eyes. When someone is speaking to you, don't worry about what you're going to say next. Pay attention to body language. Repeat back and check for understanding. Step 2. Avoid communication roadblocks. The late communications and conflict resolution expert, Dr. Thomas Gordon, identified 12 roadblocks to effective communication. Ordering, directing and commanding, warning, admonishing and threatening, moralizing, preaching and imploring, advising or giving suggestions or solutions, persuading with logic, lecturing or arguing, judging, criticizing and blaming, applying faint praise, left-handed compliments and buttering up, name-calling, ridiculing and shaming, interpreting, analyzing and diagnosing, patronizing, false reassurance and offering qualified support, probing, badgering and interrogating, distracting, diverting and making light. Step 3. Master the art of feedback. On a sheet of paper, write the 3 words, continue, start, stop, while leaving lines between each. 1. Below the word continue, write your ideas or suggestions for things that work well and that you would like the person or organization to continue doing. 2. Below the word start, write your ideas and suggestions for things you would like the person or organization to start doing that are currently being done. 3. Below the word stop, write your suggestions for things that the person or organization should stop doing because in your view, they're not working well. Step 4. Learn to control your emotions. You can't always control the feelings that come over you, but you can and should control how you act to communicate if you want to have a positive impact in your work and your relationships. Stepping back and giving yourself time to regain control of your emotions is a proven method for improving your communication skills. Number 8. Innovate through imagination. From research into what makes individuals, companies, and organizations successful, we identified common success factors in the long-term highest achievers, and one of them was the ability to tap the power of imagination to innovative. From research into what makes individuals, companies, and organizations successful, we identified common success factors in the long-term highest achievers, and one of them was the ability to tap the power of imagination to innovate and remain relevant over many years and decades. It's about creating opportunities and possibilities in your personal and professional lives. Transformational living. Number 9. Be accountable. One of the greatest roadblocks to personal success arises when a person blames or is constantly pointing fingers at others. Even when there's a reason to blame someone else, or there's merit to your blame, taking responsibility for your life and actions gives you a starting point for moving forward. Accountability strategies. 1. Control what you can't control. 2. Develop relationship agreements. 3. Eliminate procrastination and follow through. Number 10. Apply the power of knowledge. The lack of knowledge leaves you on the ground and at times renders you defenseless against the forces of the external environment. In the spirit of learning together, let's look at 3 dynamic ways in which we can continuously grow through knowledge. 1. Stimulate and exercise the mind. By reading a book a month, investing 3% of your income in your own development each year, and joining or creating an inspiring group. 2. Regularly assess the external environment. Write down all of the external forces on the outside that could possibly have an impact on your life. Once you finish thinking about the various factors, circle or highlight the 2 or 3 threats or opportunities that can have the biggest impact on your life. Then develop an action plan for taking advantage of opportunities or avoiding the threats to you and your organization. 3. Third, invite and get feedback. Assemble a network of people who will provide honest, insightful opinions about what you're doing and know how to solicit and accept feedback through questions. Number 11. Live in peace and balance. Not many people can claim to be free of worry and stress. There are ways to find peace and balance in the midst of chaos and the daily rush of life. You can find peace and balance each and every day. Increase balance in your life. Laugh often. See yourself in a positive light through self-affirmation and positive self-talk. Number 12. Never give up. If we were to ask you to name the opposite of success, you might well answer failure. But on many levels, that wouldn't be correct. Consider this. Or is failure a prerequisite for success? Failure that is anticipated, imagined, or experienced firsthand can serve as a step on the ladder to success. Finally, remember that never give up is a guiding constant for successful people, relationships, and organizations. It makes all the difference between those who falter and those who finish.